Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Pensacola's own Austin Price in with us tonight. Chris Bryan here. Friday afternoon, ready for a lot of high school football. Coming up in less than 25 minutes or so, we're going to go over that list with you.
Yeah.
Update you on all the games and what's happening. Talking about the ESPN Pensacola game of the week, the Niceville Pine Forest game. Austin's part of that crew, and we'll be talking about that one in great depth. But now let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
City of Pensacola planning to begin construction this fall on a new airport terminal project. Now, the project's estimated cost was $70 million. That was back in 2024. It now stands between $107 and $112 million. Council members may authorize up to $150 million in bonds to finance the project. The council will hold an agenda conference on September 8th and then a regular meeting on September 11th to discuss the project.
Number two.
And Thursday's state-mandated deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the BLM mural on A Street was delayed until 9 o'clock this morning. FDOT crews covered the political street messaging, and the street, of course, now has a fresh coat of paint, open to traffic, the city being charged with the removal costs, though.
Number three.
Florida has documented 25 cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year. Five occurring in the Pensacola area, three in Escambia County, two in Santa Rosa. The bacteria are commonly found in warm, brackish seawater and may be contracted by consuming raw or undercooked seafood, particularly oysters, or by exposing open wounds while in the water.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, very quickly here. Governor Ron DeSantis recently cut funding that was earmarked to pay for ShotSpotter technology for the Escambia Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police Department. The contract for the technology up at the end of the year, and PPD's Mike Wood says they're hoping to find a way to keep it as it's helped them ID and arrest suspects in multiple shooting incidents. The Escambia Sheriff's Office, meanwhile, has previously said they could not afford to keep it without the state funding.
Well, no lifeguard coverage at the beaches along the Gulf Islands National Seashore. They wrapped up their service in the national park last week. During the slow season, you'll still find lifeguards at Casino Beach every day. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood.
Depending on availability of lifeguards, because most of them have gone back to school. Happy to say they're doing very well. A lot of UWF has started August 25th, so we're, this availability of staff decreases.
Okay, it is 5:15. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Luckily, I won't be talking much about it. We do have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Sunny, partly cloudy over the next few days until Monday night. We got some slight rainfall chances coming in. And now, with it already being 5:15 as well, we are going to announce our final winner for the Florida State East Texas A&M tickets. Friday's winner is John Neely.
Attaboy, John.
John Neely. I will get in touch with you as soon as possible with the contact information you have provided me. Just figure out a couple more details so we can save you in our database here, and then we'll get those tickets to you as soon as possible. So congratulations, John.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And just reminding folks that we will continue to give tickets away for all of the FSU home games.
Yes.
So get your fingers ready. Get ready to tap the app. Just remember, News Radio Pensacola, that'll get you into the winner's column. So good luck on that. Federal appeals court allows Florida to keep its alligator Alcatraz deportation and detention center open. Dana Marie McNichol has the details from our Miami Bureau.
Last week, we were reporting that the detainees were being transferred out of the facility, and now the capacity will continue to grow. So last month, U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams sided with environmental groups, saying the state bypassed federal environmental laws. She blocked the transfer of new detainees, halted construction, and ordered parts of the facility dismantled. But now, a three-judge panel from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta has put that ruling on hold, and Florida is claiming victory. Now, in addition to Alligator Alcatraz, Florida just opened a second facility.
All right, and Florida Surgeon General may have some work to do to get lawmakers to remove all vaccine mandates. Dr. Joseph Latipo announced this week he wants to eliminate all mandates for kids entering school. To do so, he needs to get a bill through the state legislature. Lawmakers seem reluctant to publicly express support, though. Senate President Ben Albritton and House Speaker Daniel Perez have said have not said if they'd approve such a bill.
Yeah, a lot of parents still up in the air about that. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing increased efforts to stop human smuggling crimes in Florida. Grinnell Scott has the story on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Bondi said Florida U.S. attorneys are teaming up to stop human smuggling from Mexico, Cuba, and other nations. The cases have been investigated by Joint Task Force Alpha, which specializes in trafficking offenses. Bondi said those efforts will now be enhanced
to include our DEA, ATF, and FBI agents to this task force to give us even more manpower.
Bondi also said stronger ties with foreign law enforcement will be established. She said the effort is part of her commitment to the total elimination of transnational cartels that she made when she became Attorney General. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a dozen suspected gang members and associates from the Lakeland area are facing federal charges of fraud in the COVID-era Paycheck Protection Program. U.S. Attorney Greg Kehoe in Tampa says the suspects filed for $13,000 to $20,000 apiece, claiming aid for non-existent businesses. Kehoe adds it reflects a trend toward gangs moving into white-collar crime.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. It's 517, elected statewide officials are committed to ensuring seniors in Florida can remain in their homes without the risk of displacement due to property taxes. In Miami, the city's officials unanimously approved a resolution urging lawmakers to include a measure on the 2026 statewide ballot proposing the elimination of property taxes for residents age 65 and older. There's a hook here. Hold on. To qualify for the exemption, individuals must have resided in their homes for a minimum of 25 years. I got 21 years.
Almost there.
But there, that's at least some positive stuff coming out of helping some of the senior citizens dealing with those property taxes.
Absolutely. All righty. 519 here. We're close enough to time for a break, I'd say. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some hardest national headlines for you, the hardest hitting stuff, just like we always do this time, every hour, every afternoon, right here on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Once again, back in just a few minutes. Stick around.
This Sunday is Grandparents' Day. In 1978, President Jimmy Carter signed a national proclamation for citizens to observe Grandparents' Day. And that proclamation explains the purpose for the day. It says that Grandparents' Day is to, and I quote, honor grandparents, to give grandparents an opportunity to show their love for their children's children, and to help children become aware of the strength, information, and guidance that older people can offer, end quote. Bible character Timothy had a grandmother named Lois. She was a woman of strong faith in God, and her faith was an inspiration to young Timothy. I encourage you to follow the example of Timothy and take time to honor your grandparents for their wisdom, strength, and guidance. And even if they've passed away, take time to praise God for the life lessons that they taught you and the memories that you still enjoy to this day. And as a result, have a happy Grandparents' Day.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, economists sharing their thoughts on the weaker-than-expected numbers in August. They really they were a disappointment, that's to say the least. Here's Edward Lawrence with the latest.
The president's obviously looking forward to what happens next after this. So the jobs numbers is great news for people who want to see a rate cut. The June jobs number was revised down to negative 13,000 jobs that month. That is the first negative number of job growth since December of 2020. July was revised up to 79,000. Then we saw the weaker August. Now, this opens the door for a rate cut not just in September, but now November and December is starting to be in the discussion. The Federal Reserve forecasts only two rate cuts this year. Some economists are starting to say now it's time for monetary policy and the tariff policy to both make adjustments.
Okay, not a great day for stocks in the markets today. Amid concerns, the job market has really slowed down too much. Hillary Barsky has a pretty good explanation on this.
An earlier rally fading with stocks finishing lower. A weaker than expected August jobs report is boosting rate cut hopes, but at the same time, the data is raising concerns about a slowing economy. There were 22,000 jobs created during August, while the unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rising over 1% for its third straight record close, despite the European Union suing the search engine giant $3.5 billion for anti-competitive practices in its ad tech business. The Dow winner, Sherwin-Williams, Caterpillar, and Home Depot, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan, the Dow falling 220 points, the Nasdaq lower by 7, S&P 500 down 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Man, I don't know if it's a holiday that I just don't celebrate or what, but the roads have been very tame this afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. We do have a little bit of backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, but that's to be expected. Last major spot, going to have to be Highway 90. This is if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 74 tonight, mostly clear skies this evening. Going to see some more clouds come into play over the weekend, but it's just going to be sunny, partly cloudy. It's Monday night, bleeding into your Tuesday, that we're going to see some slight rainfall chances come in, but currently nothing projected to be too severe.
Okay, I thought I'd throw this in here while we're doing the weather. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Invest 91L out there in the Atlantic now has a 70% chance of development as it moves slowly westward at 5 to 10 knots. If you remember, it was 90% yesterday. They backed off on this. Forecasters say the system will become Tropical Storm Gabrielle by Sunday. It will be the seventh named storm of 2025, and the Gulf of America currently showing no tropical activity. Boy, the ICE departments are busy. ICE is going into Boston today, by the way, as the Justice Department sues the city because of its sanctuary policies. Molly Line is there with more.
The federal government surge is underway in full force, as promised by Trump administration officials. The administration kicking off a major immigration enforcement operation here in Boston and in the surrounding area. We witnessed one capture of an illegal migrant charged previously with multiple sex crimes. ICE says this criminal from Guatemala entered illegally, arrested in Revere, Massachusetts, with an assist from Homeland Security Investigations, as this advanced operation targets the most egregious offenders under the leadership of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
All right, Boston isn't the only city welcoming ICE agents. The crackdown in Chicago is on, and here's Jeff Manasso.
DHS personnel and resources set at Naval Station Great Lakes, a detention facility also readied both in suburban Chicago, ahead of what we're told is imminent ICE action that's caused the cancellation of Chicago-area Mexican Independence Day festivities this weekend.
Please, protest. Pull out your phone, video everything that they're doing.
Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Democrats, like former Congressman Luis Gutierrez, telling people,
do not take the bait,
to protest peacefully, that riots, if sparked, could justify President Trump to also send in the National Guard. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And President Trump's plans to mark the anniversary of 9/11 include a memorial event and trip to New York City for a baseball game. The president is scheduled to start today at the Pentagon to honor the service members and civilians killed there on 9/11. Vice President J.D. Vance will be at Ground Zero for the 24th anniversary of the terrorist attack. And Governor Kathy Hochul blasting Trump for considering taking over the memorial and museum. Trump's floating the idea after criticism by some victims' families that ticket prices are too high and so are salaries for museum execs. New York Governor Kathy Hochul pushing back, noting that the president's proposal comes just months after slashing funding for the World Trade Center health program that provides medical care for Ground Zero survivors.
Yeah, Hochul will talk your ear off about the evils of President Trump, but in terms of really solving the crime problems in New York, that doesn't have a clue. Trump administration is declaring war on narco-terrorism and the flow of deadly drugs into the U.S. by sending 10 F-35s to join the U.S. Caribbean Navy team. Jonathan Hunt has more on the story.
The policy made crystal clear by Secretary of State Marco Rubio during his trip to Latin America.
The president has said he wants to wage war on these groups because they've been waging war on us for 30 years and no one has responded.
The administration argues the cartel started this war and continue to wage it by killing Americans with fentanyl and other drugs smuggled into the U.S. by air, land, and sea. And the signal that the U.S. was about to fight back in a far more aggressive fashion came with this week's deadly strike against a boat officials said was carrying drugs from Venezuela bound for the U.S. 11 people were killed, according to the White House, and Secretary of State Rubio promised, quote, it'll happen again.
And President Trump signing an executive order to change the Department of Defense back to the Department of War. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said it was a mistake to change the original name decades ago. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, his title will also be Secretary of War. Changing the name likely requires an act of Congress, but it will make both Hegseth's title and the department's name secondary titles.
Grab a bucket. Scuba Queen USA is hosting a beach cleanup this afternoon, beginning about a half an hour, 6 o'clock. Scuba Queen Organization is a nonprofit that gives women opportunities to keep the ocean clean through scuba diving. Organization's going to host the cleanup at the Casino Beach Bar and Grill on Pensacola Beach, 6 o'clock tonight. Great starting point. Get yourself all jazzed for that one. Sports coming up on News Radio, 923.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump signing an executive order calling for the renaming of the Department of Defense back to its original name, the Department of War. He says it took a lot of consideration.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
The change has to be approved by Congress. New York City Mayor Eric Adams spoke today, announcing he would not be dropping out of the mayoral race despite pressure from wealthy donors and even the White House. Adams had some thoughts about his competition.
I have two spoiled brats running for mayor. They were born with silver spoons in their mouths, not like working class New Yorkers. I'm a working class New Yorker. They are not like us.
Democratic nominee Zoran Mamdani leads in the polls. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. There's no college football game that I'm more interested in tomorrow than Michigan and Oklahoma. Michigan's freshman QB Bryce Underwood plays like he could be the child of Vince Young and RG3. And it's a do-or-die season for Brent Venables, who has the experienced QB in John Mateer. And whoever wins this game will be taken seriously as an early college football playoff contender. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to the end of summer sale at AutoZone. We're celebrating the end of long days and short nights with big deals for a short time, like car wash. Right now, you can save 20% on the Armor All Complete Car Wash Kit. Need new brakes? Duralast brake pads are free with the purchase of Duralast rotors. We've also got oil deals and more. We're ending the summer right with the end of summer sale at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all: lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the city of Pensacola plans to begin construction this fall on a new airport terminal project. The project's estimated cost was $70 million last year, but it now stands between $107 and $112 million. Council members may authorize up to $150 million in bonds to finance the project. The council will hold an agenda conference on September 8th and a regular meeting on September 11th.
Number two.
Thursday, state-mandated deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street was delayed until 9 o'clock this morning. FDOT crews covered the political street messaging. That street now has a fresh coat of paint open to traffic. City's also being charged with the removal cost. That's not good.
Number three.
And Florida has documented 25 cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year. That's not good either. With five occurring in the Pensacola area, three in Escambia County, two in Santa Rosa County. The bacteria are commonly found in warm, brackish seawater and may be contracted by consuming raw or undercooked seafood, particularly oysters, or by exposing open wounds to the water.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Exciting day today. United Way of West Florida held their annual awards luncheon at the Sanders Beach Community Center. Cat Country's 98.7's Brent Lane was there as the event MC.
Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio 92.3 are being recognized as the Small Business Partner of the Year. And let me tell you that it starts at the top. Dave and Mary Hoxing, 21 years on the air. But when I tell you that when Dave and Mary hired Andrew and myself, the speech was kind of the same. We are a community service radio station that happens to play country music or happens to play, you know, do news. And that's what we are at our core.
News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7 continue to make Pensacola a great place to live.
It would not be possible for us to have raised $150,000+ for the Cat Country Christmas Wish program without the United Way. But it continues because the United Way is there to help us vet the families that are in need and the opportunity to support family. Man, you, when you see some people come in to the United Way and they are having not a great day, it's terrible when you're like, I could use a $50 Walmart gift card to help buy diapers and that could be Christmas. It means a lot to our community. Along with Stuff the Bus, News Radio, and Cat Country have partnered with the P&J, of course, and that is something that we believe in wholeheartedly. You'll find us at Bill the Mayflower. We'll do a Manna Hat auction. And most recently, the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon, which is also a partnership with News Radio and many of our longstanding foundations, raised over $300,000 to fully pay for a lit laser system. And the reality is, we didn't really do that. We just helped tell a story. And it is a great privilege for us to be able to say we like to tell your stories.
Yeah, great people over there at the United Way of West Florida. Great luncheon over at Sanders Beach this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Philadelphia Eagles 24, Dallas Cowboys 20. NFL season underway. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles held off the Cowboys in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts last night ran for two touchdowns. Saquon Barkley ran for another. The Eagles benefited from four dropped passes by Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, including a couple of critical drops late in the fourth quarter. Javonte Williams ran for two first-half touchdowns for Dallas, each from 1 yard out. Dak Prescott threw for 188 yards. Jalen Hurts had 152 passing yards and 62 more on the ground. The game ended well after midnight, thanks to a 65-minute delay because of lightning in the region. Another NFL game this evening, the Chiefs play the Chargers, 8 p.m. Eastern in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Will 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey play Sunday when San Francisco opens its season in Seattle on Fox? McCaffrey placed on the 49ers injury list Thursday because of an issue with one of his calves. Five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Amari Cooper, who signed a one-year contract with the Raiders in August, informed the team yesterday he won't be part of the team. Amari Cooper said he's retiring. It was a late night for sports fans. The NFL game ended 12:18 a.m. Eastern time. Tennis at the U.S. Open in New York did not conclude until 6 minutes before 1 a.m.
And she's got it. Anna Samova handles the moment. And she will have another huge moment in the U.S. Open final. 6-7, 7-6, and 6-3 in just under 3 hours.
On ESPN, Amanda Anisimova, who lost the Wimbledon final, has made it back to the next Grand Slam final. 24-year-old from New Jersey eliminated Naomi Osaka last night and will play in tomorrow's final against defending champ Aryna Sabalenka, who beat American Jessica Pegula in three sets last night. WNBA Caitlin Clark out for the rest of the season because of a groin injury. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got a lot going on the college football slate for week two. Gets underway tonight, but the biggest games are, of course, Saturday. The Michigan Wolverines taking on the Sooners. That's probably going to be the biggest game. Two top 20 opponents there. Other big games include Iowa State hosting rival Iowa. Ole Miss taking a trip to Kentucky. That was a pivotal game for them last year, trying to get their get back now. And we got Oregon taking on Oklahoma State and Arizona State facing Mississippi State.
All right, let me talk about some high school activity tonight. A lot of it. Tallahassee, Godby at Pensacola Catholic. West Florida at Fort Walton Beach. Pace at Gulf Breeze. Niceville at Pine Forest. The ESPN game of the week.
Woo!
Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Freeport at Northview. And Baker at Central, by the way. Escambia and Navarre, Jay, all have buys this week.
All right. And, of course, we heard Jared Max there talking about the Eagles and the Cowboys. Well, Philly star Jalen Carter expressing remorse for spitting on Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Carter was ejected from the season opener after this confrontation. While Prescott admitted to being the one who spit first, he denies claims that he aimed at Carter. Carter nonetheless says it was a mistake and assured fans it won't happen again.
Okay, the 2025 NFL season officially underway, and fans are expected to wager a lot of money on their favorite teams. Well, Jeff Locke tells us exactly how much. He's in Philadelphia this afternoon for News Radio 92.3.
How about $30 billion with a B dollars? Yeah, maybe some of that money coming out of the stock market and going on your favorite team. I am at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook in Philadelphia. The season kicked off in Philadelphia last night. This is a place where you come, make a wager. Now 38 states allow sports betting in some fashion. Most of that's online. All of those and the District of Columbia and Missouri is about to join them. That $30 billion figure that I mentioned, that is an increase, they think, of 8.5% over last year. We talked to the guys at BetMGM this morning, and they told us sports betting is just scratching the surface right now. It is continuing to grow.
Here's today's health news.
Well, LSD has been banned in the U.S. for over 50 years now, but a new study points to a potential legitimate use for the drug. Tom Rigotti has more.
A mid-stage study published Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association says LSD reduced symptoms of anxiety. The findings paved the way for additional testing and possible medical approval. Drug maker MindMed tested several doses of LSD in patients with moderate to severe generalized anxiety disorder, with the benefit lasting as long as 3 months. The company plans to conduct follow-up studies to confirm the results and then apply for approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Psychedelic drugs are in the midst of a popular and scientific comeback. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And consuming some artificial sweeteners could be linked to a cognitive decline. That's coming from a university study finding that people who consumed about a teaspoon a day, the equivalent to a diet soda, showed a more than 60% faster decline in their ability to remember words when compared to people who consumed lower levels. Researchers can't say that artificial sweeteners definitely caused a decline, only that they are associated with it.
Records showing thousands of migrant children were given to unvetted sponsors under the Joe Biden administration. Officials say many of those kids lived in horrific conditions. Well, Brooke Taylor has more.
We got exclusive access to the team under the Department of Health and Human Services. They're tasked with finding these children. The team operates out of what they call the War Room in Washington, D.C. It's made up of volunteers from agencies like the FBI and Homeland Security investigations. It is entirely data-driven, so they're focused on analyzing records and addresses to track down where these minors are ultimately ending up. More than 22,000 unaccompanied children have been found so far under this Trump administration. 27 of the minors were found dead, either murdered or by suicide, car accidents, or drug overdoses. And more than 400 of these unvetted sponsors have been arrested.
All right, 545 News Radio 92.3. It is time for Austin Price to jump in here, take a look at that traffic and weather on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Luckily, not too much going on most afternoons. This is where we see a lot of our traffic issues start to dissipate. Do have a little bit of backup still on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that's easily your main problem right now. As for your weather, around 87 degrees, low of 74 this evening, mostly clear skies tonight. And it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the course of your weekend. We're not going to get any rainfall chances until late Monday night, bleeding into your Tuesday. Going to be slight chances, though, sitting at around 20 to 30%.
Yeah, looking pretty good locally. The weather, thunderstorms for parts of the central and southwestern U.S., and air quality alerts for much of the north. Janice Dean's in with the Fox weather forecast.
A powerful cold front will not only reinforce the cooler than average temperatures, but bring the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms for parts of the Midwest, the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys. Tomorrow, the front will move into areas across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are possible for the Southwest over the next few days, bringing the threat for flash flooding, while smoke from wildfires have prompted poor air quality alerts for the Northwest and the North Central High Plains. We are also watching a disturbance in the Atlantic that could develop and impact the Caribbean next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
An appeals court is preventing the Trump administration from changing passport rules for transgender Americans. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A three-judge panel rejects the Trump administration's request to lift a lower court injunction over issuing passports to transgender and non-binary Americans reflecting their gender identity. An executive order signed by President Trump in January directed the State Department to no longer issue passports with an X marker and instead only use male and female markers that match an individual's biological sex at birth. A federal district court judge blocked that order earlier this year. The Trump administration appealed, asking that injunction be lifted as a challenge from the ACLU moves through the courts. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Kenvue fell more than 10% today after a report that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will likely link autism to the use of the company's pain medication Tylenol in pregnant women. HHS will release the report that could draw that link this month, according to the Wall Street Journal. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped 16 basis points to 6.29%, according to Mortgage News Daily, following the release of a weaker-than-expected August jobs report. It marks the biggest one-day drop since August 2024. Rates are finally breaking out of the high 6% range where they've been stuck for months. Stocks fell today as traders digested disappointing job data from August, the Dow falling 220 points, the S&P 500 off by 20, and the Nasdaq has slid by 7. Crude oil futures for October were falling 2.3%. They are currently below $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the NFL is heading to South America today. We've been talking about this, of course. The Chiefs taking on the Chargers in Brazil. Kickoff 7 o'clock Pensacola time. Joe Morgan has a preview for you.
The Kansas City Chiefs are coming off another Super Bowl appearance, but this time they'll be looking to wash the bad taste out of their mouths. The Chiefs and Chargers face off in Brazil tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, a game that will be exclusively streamed on YouTube. Kansas City's last game was one to forget. The Chiefs were dominated by the Eagles in Super Bowl 59, ending their bid to become the first team to win three consecutive Lombardi trophies. The Chargers are entering their second season with Jim Harbaugh as head coach after going 11-6 last year and making the playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And a judge is dismissing Newsmax's recently filed lawsuit against Fox News. According to the judge, Newsmax's suit was not filed properly, but the outlet can file another complaint if it wishes to do so before Thursday. The lawsuit alleged Fox illegally cornered the market on viewership among conservatives, but the media company has responded in a statement saying Newsmax cannot sue their way out of their own competitive failures in the marketplace.
All right. It's a new era for Ford racing. Jeff Manasso has more.
Ford Motor Company rebranding its motorsports program from Ford Performance to Ford Racing with a new logo that consists of the iconic Ford in white lettering inside the solid blue oval with a capitalized word racing in a bold blue under the oval. Will Ford, the great-grandson of the company founder Henry Ford, saying the rebranding will help the company's super talented engineers, designers, and aerodynamicists link development of Ford's road and race operations on track and desert. The first Ford Racing production vehicle with a new logo set to make its debut in January at Ford's season launch. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the U.S. planning to bring an HIV prevention drug to low-income countries at no profit. The State Department announced on Thursday a plan to provide Gilead Sciences' HIV drug at cost to high-burden HIV countries in an effort to reach 2 million people over 3 years. Officials said during a news briefing that Gilead will offer the long-acting prevention drug to the Global Fund and to the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, despite the absence of funding for the federal program.
It just does not pay to be a billionaire some days. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is seeking to tax the Windy City's top 1% to fix its $1 billion budget deficit. Well, Fox Business correspondent Kelly Sabrini has that story from the Windy City.
Here's what we do know about what the mayor calls the people's budget. Johnson is targeting the city's millionaires and billionaires to generate more revenue, bringing back the so-called head tax. This per head charge for businesses with more than 50 employees was eliminated back in 2014. Estimates show the tax brought in an average of $20 million a year. This is unique because it won't need state approval. Many of the other measures Johnson has attempted have been voted down in the state's capital. One real estate developer I spoke with says the mayor needs to consider that he needs these wealthy players in the city and that they'll help him achieve his goals like affordable housing.
And mortgage rates dropped to their lowest level in more than a year on Friday. The average on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 6.29% following the release of a weaker-than-expected August jobs report. According to Mortgage News Daily, the 16-basis-point drop is the biggest single-day decline since August of last year. A 5:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on this Friday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday from 9 till 2, check out the local arts and craft vendors at Bill Dixon Park. It's arts and crafts on the dock and admission is free. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Into the Woods Artist and Farmers Marketplace event is Saturday from 10 till 4 at Magnolia Acres, 500 Petty Drive in Cantonment. Explore exceptional products and enjoy the surroundings. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Since you've been gone, I can't breathe all
the time. Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Since you've been gone. 5:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price spinning the tunes today and also having a look at that weather and local traffic together.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing for the most part. Maybe a little bit of backups on I-10 West traveling, passing the I-110 North ramp. But outside of that, there's not much. And even that shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 74 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be high of 91, low of 74, high of 92, low of 70 on your Sunday. We're going to see the highs start to creep back down the next couple days after that in your work week. But that's because we're going to have some slight rainfall chances coming in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, let me get you all up to date here on your financial future. Mega Millions tonight, $336 million. $151.3 million. That is your cash option heading out the door tomorrow night. Here's the big one. And it went up. It went up. Powerball now stands at $1.8 billion.
Wow.
The drawing will be tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck to you. I just thought I'd let you know that. That just changing the numbers on that Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That is. And Mark Volman, co-founder of 1960s pop group The Turtles, has passed away. Died Friday in Nashville following a brief illness. The group scored 5 top 10 songs, including She'd Rather Be With Me and Eleanor. Volman continued to tour even after he announced in 2023 that he was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia in 2020. He was 78 years old.
Well, it may be a world record catch on the open ocean. A teenager from New Hampshire latching into a big one. John Saucier has more.
13-year-old Jackson Daniel found himself in a fight at sea. On the other end of his reel, a 177-pound Atlantic halibut. The fish weighs more than the teenager and is actually so big the information is being sent to the International Game Fish Association for a world record application. The catch was made during an overnight fishing charter trip of about 30 other guests. The catch happened around 100 miles off the coast of New England on Cash's Ledge. Captain Jim Walsh praised the teen's composure in hauling in this monster and says Daniel wouldn't let anyone else touch the rod. He did it completely by himself. John Saucier, Fox News.
And The Conjuring: Last Rites, off to a scary good start at the box office. The fourth and final film in the franchise made $8.5 million from Thursday previews. It's expected to bring in around $50 million in its debut weekend. Also new this weekend is Disney's taping of the Broadway smash Hamilton, and it's expected to bring in $6 to $7 million.
Okay, this gives new meaning to a bad trip. You can read into it, but you're probably going in the right direction. Sue Guzman has this story from New York City.
It was a trip of a different kind for 4 hikers in New York's Catskill Mountains. They wound up having to call 911 after ingesting hallucinogenic mushrooms, and one of them suffered what forest rangers said was a debilitating high. In the confusion, the hikers found themselves near a giant ledge in the Slide Mountain Wilderness. Rangers bringing those hikers to safety only to learn they had also lost their keys in the woods, so they gave them a lift to their rental property. Back in May, rangers were sent to rescue hikers in the Adirondack Mountains after they became incapacitated by magic mushrooms. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And as we said last hour, the whole thing about that story is just don't do drugs.
Yeah, that needs to be your takeaway. What goobers?
All right. The White Lotus Syrian is zeroing in on its next season's location. Very interesting. Here's Michelle Polino.
The White Lotus is heading to France. Creator Mike White and HBO have zeroed in on the country as the setting for season 4 of the Emmy-winning murder mystery dramedy, according to Deadline. While HBO declined comment, speculation is swirling around a popular hotel in the French Riviera, a favorite of Hollywood with its close proximity to Cannes. However, no hotel has been locked in. The show usually uses a Four Seasons resort for filming, but there are several other Four Seasons properties in France, including one in the Alps and one in central Paris. Each would offer a different look, from beachfront luxury to ski slopes to an urban backdrop. The move to France follows seasons set in Hawaii, Italy, and Thailand. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, don't forget the 12th annual Bulls on the Beach tonight in Perdido Key, with back-to-back nights of rodeo-style bull riding at the Floribama. Dust off those boots there, partner. Watch the real deal bull riders take the arena. Was that convincing?
Yes. So I'm there.
Okay. Gates opening up at 6. The rodeo starts at 8 o'clock. All right, we'll be back in about 12 minutes. A lot of information to pass on. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.